Hi, my name is Mary Bart, Chair of Caregiving Matters. We are producing a series of podcasts to let people know about some of the wonderful products and services for caregivers. And today we are having a conversation with Caroline Tapp McDougall, and she is chair of an organization called Canada Cares. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you.
So could you tell us about Canada Cares?
Yes, Canada Cares is now in its fifth year of operation, and we're really an organization that's concerned about recognizing and celebrating family and professional caregivers. We find that they're the unsung heroes sometimes within our healthcare system and within our families, and so what we'd like to do is really help educate people in terms of the roles that families and professionals play as caregivers, and also, of course, provide some awareness and advocacy around those related issues.
So when I looked at your website, it looks like people can actually nominate themselves or someone that they love. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have two pillars, actually three pillars. We provide educational materials, and we help families to, again, find organizations like yours and other organizations that can support them within the community. We also have our National Awards Program, which is in its fourth year now. And then the third thing we have is we have a program called Make Me Smile. So let's talk about the Caregiver Awards, because we've just launched them again for this year. So what we do each year is we give a $10,000 prize to a family caregiver that has a deserving project that they would like to receive funding for. We also have nominations for caregivers, professional and families, in each region of Canada. So all in all, there are a lot of awards that are given out. There's only one monetary award, but the rest are recognition, and these people are recognized coast to coast. We also have an award for a caregiver-friendly workplace and one for a caring community. So again, these are the only national awards in Canada, and a lot of other organizations that have regional awards actually feed their award winners into ours, so that, again, we've got the best of the best across Canada. And there's a nomination process. You can nominate yourself. Most people are nominated by other people, and it's available on our website at canadacares.org, and you can just go on there and look at the requirements. Again, the more detailed and the more information you give us about the kind of caregiver you'd like to nominate or the kind of caregiver you are, the easier it is, because we have a judging panel. And so what we do is collect up the awards and or the nominations, and we send them out to a judging panel. And so the more information you give us, the better it is, because that helps them make their decision.
Could you give us examples of some of the people that have won the awards in the past?
Oh my goodness, yes. We've got so many amazing winners, but a couple stand out. We have a lady who is a firefighter. She was our National Caregiver of the Year, and she has looked after two children with disabilities. One sadly passed away, and the other one lives with her on a daily basis. They're her stepchildren, and she stepped in and done an amazing job, and she was our Caregiver of the Year, family caregiver. We also had another team of people, two husband and wife team. The husband has Parkinson's. They live on the east coast of Canada in a village that has 10 people, believe it or not, living there, and they needed a generator. And so what happened was that the wife was nominated for the amazing work she'd done in the community with others and also the care she provided for her husband. And so the committee decided that they would help buy a generator that they needed, because the husband had respiratory issues and the power kept going out on their cliffside home. So we decided that was very innovative and that we would support that. We've also given a van to a young family that had adopted three young children. One of them was chronically disabled and needed the van. And so, again, we had a van and we managed to give that away as well. So, again, remarkable individuals caring for their parents sometimes, caring for others and other, other times. Our National Professional Caregiver this year runs a home for young ladies who have mental health issues, and she's done that for the last 40 years. And so she was nominated as our award winner.
It's wonderful that you recognize these caregivers, because they really are the unsung heroes of our society. And so as you go and you promote these people, I've heard of something else that you do. It's called your specialties. Can you explain what they are?
Yes, so we do teas. We just completed a fundraising tea at the Ritz a couple of weeks ago. But in general, our teas are to celebrate caregivers. Some of them have a fundraising mandate. Others are just a celebration. People come with their own teacups. They come with their stories. It's an uplifting afternoon. It can be done in a church basement. It can be done somewhere grand. It doesn't really matter. We pull caregivers together and give them something to sort of celebrate rather than sort of the sometimes sad stories of their journeys. But again, it's always a celebration. It's always a lot of fun. We also have a program called Make Me Smile, and our Make Me Smile program is a little like the Welcome Wagon. We produce packages that we give out. We've given out about 1,400 packages now that we give out to family caregivers, and some of them are related to bedding and things like that that they might need. Others are things that would help them spruce up the house or brighten things up. We've given people sort of paint and paint brushes and things like that that someone's coming home from hospital and we can brighten up the home. So we've done a number of those things as well. And we understand some of our partners do these things as well. I mean, like Caregiving Matters does good things like that as well. And so we try not to compete with people. We try to celebrate and let other people know what's going on as well, because that's part of it. There's a lot of duplication sometimes in our healthcare system. And what we try to do is, again, not duplicate but supplement what other people are doing. And it's the same kind of thing as you sharing resources. How do we, how do we help people find what they need and get what they need as easily as possible?
And how can people help you? I'm sure you need resources, but I'm sure you also need volunteers.
We do. We like people to help us celebrating in their own communities by hosting teas. That's one thing people can do. Also, sometimes people have connections to things, little gifts and things that they can put in our packages that would make, we just got some lavender sachets a few weeks ago where people are tea, things that people can enjoy. So those are the kinds of things. And again, I think the biggest thing right now for us is to nominate. Let people in your community know that the nominations are on. We're trying to double the number of nominations that we have this year. So again, we have more ways of spreading the good news. So if you know somebody in your community or you have a way to go into that nursing home or that community care access center and let people know that the nominations are open, that's a great way to help us.
Well, thank you for that. And could you give us your website again, please?
Sure. It's canadacares.org, and the nominations for this year close on September 30th. So there is a fair bit of time.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and best of luck with your program and getting people to nominate their loved ones to your wonderful program. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.